This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. This part of our show, the Celebrity Trash, is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. Johnny's a longtime friend of the show. Olympic gold medalist.
That's right.
He has his own little podcast, the Johnny Mosley Pod. You can follow him at Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram. And we're recording that, I guess, around 10:30 today. So Brynn will probably have that up by noon or so.
That dude's a real American hero.
He is. I agree.
He's a good broadcast with him all the time. Isn't that neat?
Yeah, it is kind of neat.
It is.
It's interesting hearing his take on some of the stuff in the world these days.
Well, he's going to diagnose your personality today. I think
turns
that's
out.
Really fun.
I know. Oh my God! I can't wait to hear what happens with that.
Hey,
I wanted to mention
Steve from the Santa Cruz Sentinel did send over some more information about that police murder, and the video he sent me is of two regular people who caught the guy. So they tackled this dude, and the video I have is of them holding him and screaming for the police to come because we've got your guy. Mm. And they're holding him on the ground. It's just one of those moments where you go, whoa.
Damn. Send that to Brynn so we can watch it on the Zoom thing here.
Okay.
I want to see that.
It's a trip.
All right, so news, we'll get a full update on that.
Well, I most of the story's out there, but the video I have now is a little added information. But sorry, I just wanted to mention I got it, and it's a trip.
You know, I saw that on the news, and I just couldn't figure out what was going on. They didn't mention that those were
Yeah, this whole thing, I'm very confused by this whole story. Like, I'm not sure exactly what went down. Like, I would love a timeline-y.
I saw a red shirt and a pit bull.
That's the video, yes.
Right, and I was like, who are these? I couldn't figure out who it was.
Those are people who live in the area who caught the gunman that killed a policeman over the weekend. I think it was Saturday. And it was, it's an awful story, but at least they got the guy and he's now in custody and in the hospital, I guess. Go on, though. Let's do some trash.
YouTube aired there for our Dear Class of 2020 special yesterday. A lot of highlights, and Brynn's been working hard all morning to pull some of these. A lot of people involved in this. I mean, 4 hours worth. So if you're graduating, you know, maybe you feel like some big people put a little effort into your day. Lizzo kicked things off with a little pomp and circumstance on her flute, baby.
Is your video part of this?
No, my video has nothing to do with it.
It's not what?
No.
It's what?
No.
But you did a whole video.
Nah. Oh, no. Right. I did a tiny little thing. It's not, you know, mine was for a little, you know, tiny thing. Look, the kids from TAM, they probably didn't even watch that. They were like, well, there's this 4-hour thing on YouTube with like Bono and Obama and Beyonce. I'm not going to watch the little thing you guys put together.
They're not going to watch the local one, huh? That's too bad.
I don't know. Maybe they watched them both, Vinny. I don't know. I'm isolated, so I wasn't in their homes as I normally would be doing my, you know, tour, door-to-door tour. All right, here we go. This is Lizzo on her flute starting the ceremony.
I mean, you get the picture. That's pretty much
there. I'm looking right at her. She is doing nothing but playing the flute right there. She's good at it. Got some nice vibrato.
Congratulations to the class of 2020. Now let's turn it up.
oh boy, oh boy. And she goes right back to the
oh.
right back to the flute. Oh boy. Now a whole orchestra is appearing behind her. There's a clarinet guy, and it's the New York Philharmonic, it turns out.
Wow.
I'm sure the flute player in that band's like, all right, great. I think maybe I'll just stay home for this one. There was a quick address from Barack and Michelle Obama. And I assume
hello, everybody, and congratulations to the class of 2020. You're probably just hoping that by graduation day, you would have found your people, learned some new skills, got yourself ready for your next step. Maybe college, maybe grad school, maybe your first job. You accomplished all that. And then just as you were rounding the final turn, the world threw a pandemic your way.
Yeah, so these past few months, you've had to reach even higher. You weren't just adjusting to a virtual classroom. You were helping your teachers adjust their audio so the rest of the class could hear. You weren't just taking your finals online. You were making sure your siblings had enough time on the computer, too, to do their work. And you weren't just hanging out with your friends in that group chat. You were supporting them through all this uncertainty and loss.
Congratulations again, everybody. And now we hope you enjoy the rest of this once-in-a-lifetime commencement.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
Proud of you.
Let's hope it's once-in-a-lifetime. Like, I don't want any more of this pandemic stuff. Let's figure this stuff out.
No, that's an easy thing to agree with.
Beyonce did a speech on the importance of betting on yourself.
I know you are ready to start one of the most important journeys of your life. You are at the brink of a huge world shift. Look how far you've come and how much you contributed. Keep pushing. Forget the fear. Forget the doubt. Keep investing and keep betting on yourself. And congratulations.
That's great.
That's sweet.
Yeah, that's a really...
She's so freaking pretty. God. She's like hard to look at. She's so pretty sometimes. Beyonce.
She's hard to look at.
I'm just like looking at her going, I shouldn't be this into her. God. Look at that. She's gorgeous. Anyway.
That's the attitude, though, I believe in very much. If given a chance, I'm betting on myself. I'll do the work. And that's the way, that's the attitude you need, I think, is do the... Yeah.
Well,
in
and it's
head,
also taking it on yourself, you know?
Right?
You have to be willing to... Put the work in.
She talked for 10 minutes.
Oh, boy.
That was a 10-minute clip.
Mm. Bono introduced an all-star cover of Beautiful Day on the Dear Class of 2020 special. This is 4 hours worth of programming that happened on YouTube prior to the song, which is, it's sort of a remix. Cole plays Chris Martin, Camila Cabello, Ty Dolla $ign. So we'll hear a little bit of the song in a second. He did a mini commencement speech that touched on the current state of America. As an Irishman, I've always believed that America is not just a country. It's an idea. It's a dream that belongs to the whole world. Now, I know in recent times the world's being reminded that America is an idea that doesn't even belong to a lot of Americans. And for many black Americans, Lady Liberty's torch is far from a beacon of hope. It's often a flashlight in the face. And he went on to, you know, for I don't know how long his entire speech was. And then they did a... sort of a remix of their 2000 hit, Beautiful Day. Is that from the year 2000, Beautiful Day? My God, that song is 20 years old. I feel like that's a newer U2 song. I mean, I guess in the grand scheme of things,
it's close to, I think it's their last big hit is what I think. And
yeah.
So it feels
year
like...
2000.
Damn.
Because I don't think they've had any real hits since
so
then.
So maybe that's why I'm thinking, it just feels like...
Right.
Here's the
it's
latest
the
from you
time
too.
They
Beautiful
had
day.
Sort of a registered
song.
Hit.
Here we go. Here's the remix of it.
Don't let it get away. You're on the road. But you got no destination. You're in the mud.
This is Ben Platt.
In the maze of her imagination,
I guess they don't put the name up for everybody.
Whoa.
Even if that doesn't truly been all over.
Leon Bridges.
It's been our love with you. It's a beautiful day.
Don't let it get away.
It's a beautiful day.
Who is that? Yeah.
Cynthia and Rio, or how do you say her name? Cynthia and Revo. Okay. She was, she's been in a couple things recently. She was in the Harriet Tubman story. Mm. Oh, she was also, she was in that show you and I watched. Damn it. It's The Outsider.
Oh.
She played the girl that, I can't think of her name now. Holly Gibney.
Okay.
Yeah. Ben Platt, Noah Cyrus, Tove Lo, Khalid, Leon Bridges. So there, that was a big part of the YouTube 4-hour Dear Class of 2020 special that aired yesterday. The show also included, and stop me if you grabbed any audio from any of these people. The show included speeches and performances by Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Justin Timberlake, Lady Gaga, BTS, Alicia Keys, Jennifer Lopez, Phineas, who I have to assume is Billie Eilish's brother. Is that, uh-huh. Did he just go as Phineas?
They call Katie, this U2 Beautiful Day remix, yeah. Phineas remix. So
oh, I'm he sure. So he know. Did the remix?
He's probably behind it, yeah.
Katy Perry, who's heavily pregnant. Did you have a little piece from her?
I do. Here it is. Hold on one sec. Here.
Y'all ready? Grad, stand up. Mom and Dad, get the phone out. This is it. Class of 2020, you are graduates in 3, 2, 1.
And then she breaks into song. She runs around and
you
performs.
Said it looks like she's lip syncing.
It does, but maybe it's just because she's so good, you know?
Oh, down. Took the sticks and stones, showed
them I could build a house. They tell Let me just jump I'm ahead. Daisies, daisies. They said I'm going
nowhere, trying to get me out. She's like in a room full of tinsel.
Well, she's currently very pregnant, right?
She's very pregnant,
she is,
yes.
Yeah.
So they're shooting her from. It's a high
boobs
shot.
Up.
Yeah.
When did we all oh, boy.
Oh, there it is.
There's that
belly.
I don't want to say her boobs are bigger than her belly, but they are. And I didn't want to say that, but I did.
Nice job. I'm not saying it, sir.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks so much. Katy Perry, Demi Lovato, Seth Rogen, Chris Pine, Jack Black, John Mulaney. Look, the whole, you can see the whole lineup. You can see the whole thing. It's available on YouTube. But congratulations to everybody graduating really from anything in this year, you know, whether it's a kindergarten graduate or a college graduate. This is, you know, you're missing, you know, the thing you looked forward to, especially like I always felt like high school was a particularly significant, probably because I didn't graduate from college. So, you know, I just felt like it was an end of an era. And even though I maybe didn't realize it at the time, as life went on, and I started to realize school that life wasn't school. Life, what you know, you're so in it when you're in high school, when you're right. In your whatever those 12 years of school, 13 years of school that you're in, that it's you know, you think this is the way the world is because that's your perspective, and it's you know, graduation is sort of you leave that behind and you start to try to figure out who you are and what you want. And
well, I didn't finish college either, but I believe it's a very individual pursuit, so it doesn't. I don't think graduation carries the ceremony of graduation carries the same or even a similar importance.
You weren't necessarily in the thick of it with these other people doing the exact same thing and getting
right.
To the,
I think
the
high school
teachers.
You're so dependent on all your friends and you know, I mean, I at least I knew everybody in school, everybody. Mm-hmm. So it was we graduated together, and while I didn't care about that day, there's no doubt that evening we all saw each other at the same parties because that's what you do. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the high school kids this year didn't get to do that. That sucks.
No, it does suck.
Sorry.
Selena Gomez and Lady Gaga, they had black leaders, and I believe they're going to continue to do this. They had black leaders in anti-racist organizations take over their Instagram. So they have, let's see, Selena Gomez, I think, has the most of anyone on Instagram.
Yeah,
she has 178 million followers. Almost 200 million people follow her. Gaga has 42.1 million followers. Both have been sharing posts themselves in support of the movement, and they wanted to do more. And so they announced, I want to say they made this announcement Thursday, that they would begin with these takeovers to amplify Black voices on their platforms. Gomez wrote, I've been struggling to know the right things to say to get the word out about this important moment in history. After thinking about how best to use my social media, I decided we need to hear more from Black voices. So over the next few days, I'll be highlighting influential leaders. So this is ongoing. And Gaga said that after she's done this, she vows to regularly in perpetuity across all my social media platforms, post stories, content, and otherwise lift up the voices of the countless inspiring members and groups within the Black community. So if you follow either of them, you probably saw some of that. By the way, congratulations to Lady Gaga. She has scored her sixth number one album on the Billboard 200 chart with Chromatica.
Wow, really?
So, yeah. So
there's been six albums?
Yeah. Turns out, I didn't know either.
Did that thing she did with Tony Curtis go number one?
I guess it be Tony Bennett.
It must have. Or Tony Bennett,
let's
sorry.
Let's see. Star is Born soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Joanne from 2016. Cheek to Cheek with Tony Bennett. Art Pop and Born This Way. So this new one, Chromatica, is her sixth
All right.
one
so,
album.
So with the duets album and then with the music soundtrack, that makes mm-hmm. six. But those two I wouldn't have thought of.
No, I wouldn't have either, to tell you the truth. Well, you did think of the duets one. But that wouldn't have occurred to me. I was thinking like, God, I feel like she hasn't had six albums, but sure enough, turns out.
All right.
Billboard, and that's the Billboard 200, not a specialty chart, not like a adult listening or, you know, kids dance music, you know, whatever. It's the sixth number one album on Billboard's 200 chart, which is across all genres. She's got the number one record. Hey, Bryn, did you get a chance to listen to the Tekashi 6ix9ine thing?
Oh, I did not.
Okay.
Is that the thing with Akon?
Yeah. I guess they're together.
I didn't listen to it either, but boy, his hairdo. Yikes.
Yeah. Is he all rainbowy?
It's super rainbowy, but it's normally when I see that dude, it's braided. And in this case, it's just long flowing hair.
Yeah, Nikki sent this to me, I don't know, after the show had started. So I quickly sent it over to Bryn and said, if it's good, let me know. So they say that he's Akon and Tekashi are sitting together inside one of his homes. I don't know how many he has. And listening to the new track. They're mouthing the words to the new track together. And I guess a lot of Tekashi's fans thought that his first collaboration would be with Nicki Minaj. People are saying that they love it.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, we'll grab it. If you can't grab it now, we can do it for tomorrow. But it looks like you were working diligently there. Do you have it ready to go?
I'm not sure.
Are you worried about? Yeah.
Yeah, I am worried about profanity, of course, with 6ix9ine.
And I'll leave you with this. Snoop Dogg says, I plan to vote for the first time ever. I can't stand to see this punk in office. So I didn't realize that Snoop was a guy who hadn't voted. I would have just assumed that he did. And he's saying, no, for the first time, I'm going to vote. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we can mention that. We'll talk about the upcoming election and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.